First thing, is there any special way you would like us to introduce you on the air?
No, I want you to be creative. I mean, this is your job. I mean, I want you to just put your soul into this.
Okay.
I mean, whatever you want to say, I want you to just say it, and don't worry about me. I am here to accept the catch. You are here to pitch.
If you're going to do poses, I'm going to do pictures. Why never say diet?
Because diets are the biggest thing in the whole world, and they have been since the world began. I mean, Eve left the Garden of Eden, gained weight, and directly went on a diet. If you take the word diet and you break it in syllables, the first syllable is die. I don't want to die. You don't want to die. People don't want to die. But yet the diets of the world and the media are slowly killing us. So I use a program called Alivit, an L-I-V-E-I-T. And although 8 years ago when I started, a doctor says, well, we don't really know how much exercise can do to help people lose weight. Now, lo and behold, it's so important for someone to keep, you know, their food intake down, but to exercise too. So the Live It is basically three things. Number one, I begin with a positive attitude. I try to help people say, hey, don't sit around and wait for other people to stroke you. Stroke yourself. Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. I'm a terrific person. I'm going to have a good day at work. I'm going to watch what I'm eating. I'm going to exercise. Mental attitude. The eating, you know as well as I do, if people overeat, they gain weight. An intake of too many calories, you get fat.
Third, cheese
sticks.
Although you haven't had cheese, they're local Philadelphia.
Ah.
That's the way I think of it. Third,
exercise. Not 3 times a day. Not 20 minutes. An hour every day. You've got to make that commitment. If you have a mushy tushy, you got to do buttocks tuxes. If you have a mushy front, you got to do sit-ups. You've got to do it on a regular basis. People go, well, you know, I don't have the time. You're telling me that in 24 hours of the day, 168 hours a week, that you can't find 7 hours just for you, not for the kids, not for the family, not for the wife, not for the job, for you, for your sanity, to write down your goals, what you want to do in your life, to exercise on a regular basis. You've got to do it. You have no choice. People should not do anything unless they do it all.
This is the first time I've ever seen a recipe book or a cookbook with testimonials in it.
The reason
I am fat. I was fat. I will never be fat ever again.
The reason I did testimonies is because I didn't want to use laboratory animals to tell you what to eat. I wanted to take a woman with children who had to cook for a husband, who had to work hard, and had to prepare a meal. She's lost 60 pounds. She's afraid to backslide. She's afraid she's going to gain it back again. So give me a recipe for the... I go to the lady's house, and I go, give me a recipe that you use that you can feed your kids and your husband, and it won't look dietetic and taste good. And they put it in the book.
Do you think a foodaholic has to sort of take the admission or confession of guilt attitude that an alcoholic does to overcome?
I think anybody who is overweight should throw out all the health charts, should throw out everything they're told, and go look in front of a mirror, take their clothes off, and see if they like what they look at. If you like your body the way it is, gazai, have a wonderful life, don't do anything. But if you don't like your stomach, if your breasts are not firm, if your underarms are not firm, if your posture is not good, then you're admitting to yourself that you've got to start to exercise. Not the first Monday of every month, not the beginning of the year, but now, right now, making that commitment. There are so many unhappy people here because they don't have their priorities in shape. They don't know what they want. I'll walk up to him and say, okay, this is 1983. Where do you want to be in 5 years? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do with your life? Well, I don't know. Well, if you don't know, then you're not helping yourself out. But if you eat properly and you exercise and you have a good mental attitude, you will then kind of put things in perspective, your priorities.
The audience that will be hearing this program is primarily in the range of 16 to 25. It's one of the youth-oriented networks. It goes to rock and roll stations across the country. Is there anything special you would like to say to that audience, specifically directed at the American youth?
At 15 years old, I was 200 pounds. At 19 years old, I was 260 pounds. I was a 44-inch waistline. I did not play sports. I did not socialize. I sat around, and I felt sorry for me. During your teenage years are the years where you should learn how to take care of you, that you should learn that your health is the most important thing. As a teenager, you try different things. You can try drugs. You can try food. You should try friends. In the teenage years, if you get a good support system, stop bucking the system, stop being so competitive, and start taking care of yourself, being nice to you, and taking care of your body, those teenage years will carry you through the rest of your life. But you've got to want to do it. You know, people start to smoke because it looks grown up. There is nothing grown up about cancer. People start to take marijuana and cocaine. There is nothing wonderful about really bad health hazards. People stay up all night listening to music and eating pizza. There is nothing good about being overweight. And as a teenager, you should learn now that the only thing that you own is not your stereo, not your car, but your body. And if you would try to do great things with your friends, health-wise, you'll have a terrific life.
Sounds good. Are there any particular trends that you find alarming or that you find surprising or that you find generate a little optimism? Food preparation or exercise?
No, I would love to tell you that in the last 6 months, as I go to high schools and colleges to talk, the big thing now is to chew the food and spit it out. Everyone carries little cups. They eat what they want to eat, but they don't swallow it, which means you're teasing your whole digestive system. You get very sick. You throw up after every meal, which a lot of people have died from, and you become anorexic from it. There are now a lot of kids who lay down, and there's a machine with electrodes, and you put these pads on your body, and you actually see your stomach muscles, your chest muscles, the muscles in your arms and legs move an inch and a half outside of your body. It sends a shock, so that's a way of exercising. More kids are spending time in the tanning centers than outside in the outdoors. See, the media has scared everybody. Tom Cottle or Tom Brokaw will tell you, do not go in the sun, it causes cancer. Kids go to do the sunbeds. Do not do the sunbeds, it causes cancer. Everyone's so confused about what to do. But the big things people are doing are they're still trying to lose weight quick. Whether it's throwing up after meal, taking the Dexatrim tablets, whatever it is, people want to wake up the next day and be thin. Years ago, you would look at a mannequin in a window and it was a size 8. Today, in 1983, it's a size 5 or a size 3. The peers groups today think that you've got to be thin to get a date. You have to be thin to get a job. You have to be thin to be accepted. And you have to be thin to be happy. And none of those are true. You've got to be healthy. You've got to be healthy. Just because you can get into a small size gene doesn't make you an intelligent or healthy person. People have to start slowly taking the weight off and liking themselves and staying that way forever.
Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw were here last week to talk about their book, Life Extension. And one of the things they talked about was the growth hormones and certain things that they can obtain in health food stores to simulate that, and because of that they only have to exercise less than a minute a day and get all the cardiovascular stimulation.
Have you seen their bodies?
So
do you think their bodies are attractive?
Well,
I've seen their bodies.
Like
we're not talking overweight now.
But the question that I came up with, or that I was thinking about this morning, and I ran through my mind, was even if they can stimulate their cardiovascular system, obviously something else has to be done as well to keep the rest of the body in tone.
I think that you can look in the wrong places and get the wrong things. What I preach every day of my life is nothing new. It is total common sense. You cannot get from a pill what you can get from your real life. If you eat an orange, the vitamins you get from an orange you will never, ever get from a vitamin C tablet. The cardiovascular you could get from a pill will never outweigh the good things you would do for your heart if you would just walk, or if you're into jogging or running or aerobics. People want the easy way out. And there is no easy way for a relationship. There is no easy way for a career. And there is certainly no easy way for a body. When you see gorgeous people, with guys with great pecs and great arms and girls with great bodies, they work at it. They spend 7-8 hours a week in a gym. They eat right. They get up in the morning. They don't put a cigarette in their mouth and read the paper. They get up, They take a shower, they stretch out, they put their clothes on, they go to work, they watch what they eat, they go to the gym, they come home, they eat an early dinner, they do other things with their life besides contemplating food. That's the only way it works. I've seen it all. I've been in the clinics in Europe, I've seen the Jirivitol, I've seen the Procaine, I've seen people being shot up with all kinds of drugs to make them young and to make them healthy, and it's caca. It is money out of your pocket into somebody else's condominium or car or whatever they want to buy with it. The only way that it really works is if you are on your side and you do it every day.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.